Next case.
Case number 12951, Charles and Ruth Basil seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115-25 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located west of Lenape Lane and south of Johnson Road within the Indian Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 27135 Lenape Lane in Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 9, Parcel 37. The applicant is seeking a 9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, Mr. Sharp. We'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Basil, 27135 Lenape Lane in Georgetown, Delaware.
And I'm Ruth Muniz Basil, 27135 Lenape Lane in Georgetown, 19947.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you.
Ms. Norwood, it was the Lenny Lenape Indians. I remember that growing up.
They have a cool book on it, too.
Yep.
Yes.
You may state your case.
We're interested in being able to place this garage, which is about 200 square feet, a little bit above, being able to set it at the 5-foot regular setback, because we don't really have much other space in the property to put it elsewhere. But that's
a few reasons
simple.
Why.
Few reasons why. We're new at this.
That's a property. So we have a few limitations. This property is kind of catty corner. So we are distance from the ditch.
The tax ditch.
Yeah. The back ditch was supposed to be 60.
That back is.
Yeah, we have to be set back and also from the other corner of Johnson. There you go.
Ms. Norwood, is this a through lot?
Yeah.
Considered with the, I'm just curious.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why do you need this building?
For storage and to have our cars in a garage instead of letting our oak trees rain on it.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody in agreement?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, a direct neighbor, she wrote a letter, and I believe you guys have a copy of that.
Is there a homeowner association? There?
No. Ms. Chan?
No.
No.
No. Questions from the board?
A couple questions about the structures in the backyard. You currently have a shed, correct?
That's right.
And appears to be 12 by 14.
That's right.
Okay. And a gazebo?
Right.
And I guess my question is whether the, if the proposed building, did you consider moving it closer in order to be closer to the building retention line and or changing the angle at all? Did you put the building there in terms of the proposal for it to run with the line or?
Yeah, go along with the, yeah, just to keep it the same distance off the line on the way across.
Again, and I would defer to Mr. Warfel, but if we followed the line, it might change it a little bit in terms of the angle, it might not recover much.
I'd have to look a little more closely. I don't know about that.
Okay. Standard two-car garage.
24 by 36. On the, by the way, on the north side of the shed, that's a huge septic mound. So, though it looks like there's a lot of space there, there really isn't.
Okay. And the well for the property?
And the well,
yes,
there, too.
Well, your well's probably someplace else. Maybe in the front. I'm asking if you know where the location of your well is.
Yeah, actually, it's right along the side of the shed, about 10 feet. Actual well. And then the...
And the septic field is towards the property line on the north side.
Yeah, it literally runs along, how would you say, follows along the...
It's easier.
So the mound is literally sitting right here.
Okay.
It's huge. The septic would be literally right here.
What about your well? Where is that located?
The well, our well.
It looks like it's on the front corner of the house on the map.
That could be. I just know that that would probably be the case. I just know where the pump inside the house is. Yeah. So I would say that the well's probably out here, yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So we were looking to tuck the garage in here. And our neighbor's house sits here, and the very back of her house is here, where she, as she said, she doesn't even look out there.
And so you mentioned a tack stitch running along, I believe.
That's this here.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have Johnson Road. So we have these setbacks.
Right.
Closing in on us.
Is any of your side properties wet, damp?
No. We call it the Delaware rainforest because we get a lot of rain in that area, but it's all sandy soil, so there's nothing there ever. I never have a water puddle anywhere there, which I found really nice. We've been there about 2.5 years now.
Thank you.
So is your existing driveway on the side of that house that would lead to this shed?
Oh, I guess we can go back. Driveway comes in right here and goes across this way. And we would just simply be adding this little bit in here, which was trees, but they're all gone. This is all forest back in here. And forest in here, too. Our lane does curve at the house and goes across and actually hits Johnson Road. And we had checked with DOT to make sure that it was legal, and it is. I never knew that if you had two accesses to a property, that was like, oh, no. But yeah, it's how we bought it. So.
When you bought the house, when you bought the property, was the house already there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you put any thought into, you mentioned the gravel drive. Did you consider, put any thought into placing that shed on that gravel drive, just in probably equidistant from your home as you're proposed?
I'm not really clear what you mean.
Good. So I'm looking right now at your plot plan.
Okay.
That includes the septic.
Okay.
And there's a gravel drive there that spins off to the right. So was there any, what my question is was there any thought in placing that shed up there?
We did actually think about it, but actually the gravel drive really actually goes really this way. This is a little inaccurate. So there's hardly any room at all. In fact, I don't think there's even actually enough room between, say, if we had to put a setback from this property line to actually build a building there at all. So
that was one of our first thoughts. So we've been putting a lot of flags and measuring to see what was, and when he went to the city, got more information, then we were like, okay, we can't do it there. There's
also,
no space.
Is it right? I thought I had heard that there's like a 40-foot setback from Lenape Lane here that we have to also be aware of. Is that true?
To the front of the house.
I don't know.
30 feet.
30. Oh, is it 30?
Yeah.
So that kind of crowds everything up.
Mr. Schor?
All my questions have been asked, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
I got a couple. Is there an old drain field and a new drain field on this property?
Well, I don't know about the drain field at all. I do know that the old well sits right here. Well, actually, yeah. There's a little concrete pad. That's all we know of it. This concrete pad, I know that's...
What I'm looking at is titled Septic Plot Plan, and it says existing drain field and tank per site evaluation, and then it's got some soil borings, 1, 2, and 3, and then it looks like it's got your new design where it's going to have the new drain field there.
Right.
I'm assuming where it's showing on the top there, that's your new system that you're using now.
Yeah, this system is it. Yeah, exactly, in all of this, going from the deck over, yeah.
Okay, and as far as you're aware, that the old system and the new system are both still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and you have two entrances onto two different roads. Ms. Norwood, what's the setback off of that county road?
Be 40.
40 feet off the county road, right?
Wouldn't it?
Well, it... was the new through lot ordinance will allow accessory structures to be 15 feet from a through lot property line now.
Okay. All right. So they've
got
a reduction.
That's only changed in this year.
What's the setback off the tax ditch?
They have to be 60 feet from the center line of the tax ditch.
The zoning lady said that's a unique piece of property. It looks like we're crowded in on every end.
You definitely got a lot going on here, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the tax map that was provided to you, that'll show you the easement area for the tax ditch. And then if you were to come back 15 feet from Johnson and 30 feet off of, you can kind of see the building envelope if you look at that.
Yep, one. Yep, I see it.
Ms. Norwood, I would think because they actually have an access to Johnson, does that, I haven't looked at that through lot ordinance a little bit. I think it's larger.
You're right. That could make them
because,
stay at 40.
Because that usually is only if you, you're
supposed
a through
to be
lot.
If you don't have access to the other road.
Because they have access. I think it's larger.
Yeah. You're right, sir.
So you're saying that is 40? Okay. All right. So that through lot ordinance didn't help them. All right, thanks.
Because they have access, it doesn't. That's it.
A question about, I see one of these sides has a door. Is the door going to be facing into your property, or is it going to be facing away from your property?
Oh no. So our house is right here, so it's going into the back. Property.
Okay.
So that old septic tank would be about here.
Okay. No steps on. No, I was thinking more about steps. Now that it's facing inside, it's not really an issue. Nothing else on the other side. No steps. Nothing like that.
No, just windows.
Okay.
Yeah, just to let the light in, and an 8-foot garage door there for getting the lawnmower in and out.
Thank you.
Like
thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yeah.
You may have a seat.
Sure, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case 12951 for Charles and Ruth Basil and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12951 for Charles and Ruth Basil for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property has unique physical conditions. There's a lot here. I'm not going to list them all, but two entrances, you know, these unusual setbacks, reducing their buildable area. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye. I would like to add also that this is an acre lot, but to Mr. Warfel's point, it's definitely closed in with what they can do, considering the circumstances.
Dr. Carson?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, too. So they vote 4-1. Your case is approved.